Google Chrome is following Firefox steps and rolling back huge breaking changes to the web in light of the current situation that is going on. I think this is a good step, right? And that's just because we need access to this information despite the hosting web servers having legacy code, and software that is not entirely secure. Let's discuss. So a few weeks ago, I made a video about how Firefox made a great change to prevent web connecting to websites that are running TLS 1.0 and TLS 1.1. And that's a great change because these security mechanisms are no longer secure because they can be easily broken. And I talked about that in other videos, right? And Firefox rolled that change back, I think last week, actually. And the reason was very clear, because you're trying to access information that is hosted by government website, which most of them, let's be honest, right? Most government services and some servers are there still running legacy web servers that are still using these two TLS concepts, right? So Firefox, immediately they rolled back change. I think this is good because this is not the right time to make any breaking changes. Chrome is following those steps. The same site cookie change was one of those breaking changes, critical breaking changes to the web, in order to do something good, guys. It's not just for the fun of it, right? It's a breaking change to the web, to the way cookies work. And so if you had a behavior before where you expected to log in to a service, you're no longer able to because of this change. And I talked about same site cookie attribute. I'm going to reference the video here if you want to learn more how it works. But yeah, today, Friday, April 3rd, Chrome is rolling back this change because guess what? People are getting notified and says, hey, I used to access this website, I updated Chrome, all of a sudden I can't access this website anymore, or I can't log in, and this has really happened to me in one of the services I'm using. It keeps you in an infinite loop, just trying to sign in and sign in all over again. And so Chrome decided, you know what, this is not the right time to make breaking change in the web. People are desperate to get the information correct, and there are so much bad and false information out there. So we really need to get to the actual sources, which happens to be obviously government services that not necessarily bleeding edge tech, right, guys? So yeah, so I just wanted to actually share this news that this is, I'm not following the Chromium project, right, very closely, and Firefox, but I don't recall Chrome and Firefox actually rolling back changes that they committed to the code. They might have done, but this is the first time I actually seen it, right? And they actually talk about it, right? That, yes, I think this is a good idea. I mean, the director of Chrome engineering, Justin, that's a good step. I mean, despite same site change is a great, absolutely fantastic change to the web that will hopefully end any attempt of cross-site request forgery, hopefully between two codes. But yeah, I think this is a great change. Alas, it's not the right time to make any breaking changes to the web. Any breaking changes, Safari, I think it's trying to also, I think Safari will follow. Safari is also making a change to block, I think, access to certificates that are no longer than 1 year, right? And that, I'm gonna bet that this is gonna follow. Apple's gonna roll back that change that actually blocks you from connecting to a website that has a certificate longer than 1 year, right? And that's also force webmasters to also always upgrade and change the certificate, because the encryption of the certificate might be weakened or can be compromised, right, guys? All right, guys, that was a quick software news talking about what's going on. Guys, again, stay safe in this situation and always follow the CDC guidelines and the websites that are actually government approved. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay safe.